Ni Hao, Tom Torero, podcast 114 on game denialists or game denialism from a noisy, chaotic, hot and heavy Hong Kong airport. I'm in the departure lounge waiting for my flight back to Singapore. I've been here just for less than 24 hours for some sightseeing, my first time in Hong Kong, feeling very colonial, teary-eyed. Here to close a loop, which I did last night. It was a guaranteed notch. With a girl you might remember when I went to Georgia. I was in Tbilisi, Georgia, and I met this girl, but nearly sealed the deal, couldn't. She lives here, she's a beautiful Chinese girl. She works for the Bank of China. She seems all prim and proper, but she was a dragon. She was a wild animal, so that was nice. I was in the harbor with her last night. Spectacular footage of the skyline. So I managed to film that, I managed to photograph that. But anyway, back to Singapore today, where Craig's been all on his own, teaching and trying to get laid. I'm sure we're filming the documentary section in Singapore tonight, and then we're flying out of Singapore early tomorrow morning. I hope you can hear me over all these announcements. Flying back to Europe, to Munich for filming for boot camp, and then the world tour basically finishes this coming weekend, and back to the UK. Did you hear that announcement? Avoid touching wild animals. That's been the theme of this trip. Game denialism, we've got to jump in. A, because there's a lot to get through. And B, I've got to get on a plane and I'm not sure when it's boarding. Game denialism. People that say pickup doesn't exist, the game doesn't work, that it's all a scam, a sham. And they come up with common themes, common arguments as to why game doesn't exist, doesn't apply to them, doesn't apply at all. Denialism, as in people saying evolution doesn't exist, or that the earth is flat. People that cling to a religious ideology. People that ignore biology. People that have no idea about the true nature of male-female dynamics. People that don't accept core principles of human biology, dating and mating. Really, it's if you're denying game, you could say, yeah, it's a denial of evolution, because as you know, this is all based on evolutionary biology. Read The Selfish Gene, Richard Dawkins, Red Queen, Matt Ridley, Professor Buss's The Evolution of Desire. All of those things I've spoken about before. But if the average Joe hasn't read any of that, he's got a very limited understanding of biology, or he's heavily influenced by religion, that's going to affect his knowledge of women. And of course, that's going to impact on his success with women and what happens in his relationships, and therefore what happens in his life. So this is no trivial matter, my friends. If you misunderstand game, if you deny game exists, reality is going to snap back. It's going to slap you in the face. And it's going to keep doing that until either you accept it or you just give up with women and become a monk. But even then, it's going to affect your social dynamics. It's going to affect your relationships in your family and with your friends. It's basically a denial that frame exists, an understanding of persuasion and influence, charisma and confidence. So all those things have a massive detrimental impact on your life if you don't use them, if you don't understand them. And there's always one guy in a seminar. When I do a seminar, last time I went around the world doing that Below the Belt seminar, there was always one guy in the audience who, when I did the questions at the end, he was a game denialist. He'd put his hand up and he would ask a question relating to one of the themes of today. And whenever I open my inbox, even though it's now filtered, I have a girl helping me with my massive amounts of emails. There's always one that slips through the net, and it's a game denialist. A big, long email telling me why game doesn't exist. There's always a comment on every video or podcast or even, you know, Instagram photo I put up. There's always a comment from a game denialist. And now the forums. Don't even get me started about forums. This is why I'm not on forums. I don't run a forum. I'd advise you to log off forums as soon as you've got a wing, very, very quickly. Forums are full of lurkers and trolls and game denialists. Not only armchair keyboard pickup artists, which I suppose is not as bad as game denialism, but yeah, the forums, the dirty forums. That's why I say get offline, stay in field, stay in reality. Now, where does this game denialism come from? Why would you ignore pickup? Why would you say it doesn't exist? Well, A, you could be ignorant. You could be very young, like all of us were when we were in our early, mid to late teens. you might have that ultra hippie worldview of peace, love and happiness. You're just not quite sure how Darwinian competition works. You haven't had to face it yet. Game denialism can come from anger. This is common, as I said, on forums and in a lot of the pickup community online, from bitterness. So when you discover little bits of this stuff, when you unplug or when reality unplugs you yourself for you, as in a girl leaves you or a marriage ends, etc., etc., then your ego kicks in, the defense mechanism kicks in. You say, fuck this, it can't be true. That's a stage of unplugging, you could say, the anger and the bitterness and the resentment, and you push through it until you get to acceptance. Acceptance of this is how the world works, this is how male-female biology works. You accept the core tenets of evolution, and therefore you accept game truths. Yep. Game denialism can come from judgment. So we've already spoken about religion, puritanical ideas, shaming of human biology. And judgment is really, you could say, from jealousy. So guys that are leading very conservative, sheltered, puritanical lives, perhaps they're secretly watching porn, they're secretly going to strip clubs, they're secretly lurking on forums, reading lay reports, seeing other guys pimping it, other guys that are players, not tied down, and they're jealous. So again, ego defense, and they cry, game is a sham. Game doesn't exist. Game is all rubbish. Game is beneath me. Yeah? Game denialism can come from sales. This is a sneaky one, that there are coaches out there, pickup coaches, who want to sweeten the harsh truths. We call that purple pill. I've done a podcast on it, to make it consumer friendly, okay? Because some of these truths are harsh, they are upsetting, and they're not palatable for mass markets. So you can do a bit of snake seduction, as in purple pill, and you can say, look, I'm not one of these pickup guys, I'm not one of these game guys, I'm just a dating coach, I'm just a life coach. And that's a watering down of the red pill truths, and I've done a whole podcast on that. And yeah, on those websites you see game denialism, ignoring or even worse, saying that game principles are simply not true. And finally, game denialism can come from white knighting. So it's actually a sexual strategy. The white knight, the guy who says, I will save you from the bad guys, as he tries to fuck the girl as her friend, as her gay best friend. That's a strategy. Saying to the girls, I'm not one of the bad boys, I'm better than that. Hoping that he'll get a slice of the pussy pie. So he's denying it on purpose when perhaps he really knows it, a bit like the marketer, the pickup marketer. Anyway, what are the themes? We've got to whiz through these because I've made 10. These are the top 10, I would say, in no particular order. These are the themes you read about when guys are on forums, guys are on comment sections, guys are emailing, guys are at seminars saying, game doesn't exist, pickup doesn't exist, this is all bollocks. The most common one, number one, is guys who are obsessed by looks. This is the whole army of guys, the squeaky clean gym guys, the Jersey Shore guys, that are obsessed with how they look, their hair, their white teeth, their tanning, getting jacked, getting the right t-shirt. They say it's all about looks, and if you look good, girls will come to you. And they say this because that's the evidence they choose to see with their eyes. So they see a good looking guy with cute girl, they say, there you go, there's evidence. They ignore the fact that guys look like me, that guys out there looking like Tom Torero or worse are getting laid. They ignore the power of charisma, of confidence, of charm, of all the game tools and techniques. They ignore ecosystem game, they ignore power game, they're just obsessed about looks. And there's always that one comment on a forum, there's even a whole thread, you know, dedicated sections of a forum. And always one guy at a seminar will say it's about looks. Secondly, a different kind of camp, but related, is the guy that says it's all about money. So he says, it doesn't really matter what you look like, it's just about money. All women are whores, all women are gold diggers. This guy can't comprehend that women would want to fuck him when it's not based on his money. Again, he sees that because he sees the guy with the Ferrari, he sees the CEO he sees their hot wife and he says, there you go, there's evidence. So he looks for evidence to support that. And his experience with women is with gold diggers, with girls that want something from him. Maybe he's been stung in the past. And he sees really old, fat, rich guys with younger girls, and he says, there you go. All this game stuff must be related to money. All these pickup guys must have money, or it must just be about status. You have to be Richard Branson to get girls. The third one, which is tragic, which is toxic, which is deeply ingrained, which is a tough one to remove, and you could say I'm still working on it, you listening to this podcast, you're probably still working on it. It's the game denialism idea that being nice gets you girls. So the jerk is bad. The bad boy is wrong. Treating, getting women to chase you, treating them mean to keep them keen, all that is terrible and it doesn't work. It's too horrific to think about. Therefore, as your mum said, be nice. Girls love nice guys. You need to connect with her on a deep level. You need to be her friend first. Even more tragic, and I'm sure you've got bits of this in you, I still have bits of this in me, you think, I need to be vulnerable, I need to be radically honest with girls, I need to show them how emotional I am, I need to show them that I'm like them, I need to be in touch with my feminine side. Good gosh, do these truths permeate society? Yes, they do. Do guys use this as a weapon for game denialism? Yeah. They say, I'm not one of the bad boys, I'm not one of the jerks, I would never treat women like that. Women don't like these game behaviors, as in breaking rapport, as in challenging, as in qualifying, as in vacuuming. This is all terrible. You can't treat women like that, and that wouldn't get you a high quality girl. It would only get you the club sluts, which we shall come on to. It's a tough one. You can read the book No More Mr. Nice Guy, although it's not a pickup book really, it's written by a married guy. It's got some interesting psychology in there as to why the nice guy phenomena exists, as to why we use the nice guy thing to try and get girls, where it comes from in your past, and why it ultimately doesn't work. You've been trying the nice guy strategy for years. I tried it for years. It doesn't work as effectively as game and pickup. Sure, nice guys get scraps here and there. They get lucky. They end up with their girl from school. Just a random drunken night out, they get a girl. It's going to affect the frame. It's going to affect the relationship. It's going to lead to disaster. So, I don't need to nag you about why the nice guy thing doesn't work, but it's a common argument against game. Another one, number four, you could say even worse than the nice guy, is this generic pickup advice, or you could say anti-pickup advice from your mama. Be yourself. Natural game. God, I hate those words put together, natural game. Okay, what an oxymoron. You just need to be yourself, and one day, my friend, the perfect girl will come. The one. Because remember, there's only one girl out there in the universe that can complete you. You will forever be alone without the one. And to get her, just be yourself. There is no game. Just be natural. Just go up to a girl and smile. You're just looking for that yes girl. It's all just a numbers game. There you go. And shockingly, pickup companies teach this. Pickup companies who should know better, perhaps they do know better. They are running boot camps, they are running seminars about natural game. They say build a bit of value, so this is also related to guys obsessing about looks and money. Build that value and girls will come. I've done a podcast on this called Field of Dreams, because it doesn't happen. It's natural game crap. It's an oxymoron, because game is the strategy. Game is chess. Game is the beautiful art of football. Game is a game. You can't have natural chess. There are rules, there are tools, there are techniques, there is study, there is learning. Sure, it's an art, it's not just a science, but underlying it all, there is a process. Okay, number five. This permeates the modern day community a lot, when guys say, okay, day game might work, pickup might be out there, but only for the broken girls, the R-selected girls, you know, these cheap girls, not the high quality girls that I want, not the ones I want to find in the library or the law school. It only works on drunk club sluts, or girls with tattoos, or girls with daddy issues. This comes, as I've said on most of my podcasts, from the myth of the good girl and the bad girl, the Madonna whore complex, putting women on pedestals, It permeates a lot of pickup. When people say you can only do fast pulls, same day lays on grotty girls, or gutter games all about grotty girls. Craig and I spoke about that in the Filth podcast, but that's a common game denialist tool. It only works on broken girls. Number six. This is tragically everywhere at the moment in the pickup community. What you say doesn't matter. I've touched upon this, so it's basically just the numbers game. Okay, smash and grab. This is what I call spamming. Just go up to thousands of girls, and one of them is just going to like you for you. It's similar to be yourself. It's just about finding girls who are super yes. It's just about finding that girl who is down. All right. So if you play enough chess games and you don't know what you're doing, eventually you'll stumble upon an equally bad player, and you might win through luck. What you say doesn't matter, so forget all this attraction stuff, forget all this teasing stuff, forget all of the qualification stuff, forget how to build rapport, forget about verbally escalating. Nah, just get lucky, you know. And I even teach guys, and I say, how long have you been in the game? And they say 5 years. I say, oh, how many lays have you had? He says, 4 or 5. I'm like, okay, not bad. How did they happen? He says, I don't know. Just got lucky. They just kind of happened. I was out there so much spam approaching, I stumbled upon the yes girl. All right? Is that game? Is that efficient? Is that good for the soul? No. No, no, no. I recently met a guy in New York, and he said he had done 10,000 day game approaches. That's right, you heard me correctly. 10,000 with zero lays. So I would ask you, if that's you also, to step back, look at your technique. Examine yourself, do less quality, not quantity. Analyze your interactions, okay? Because what you say does matter in the beginning. Of course, the nirvana of game is non-verbal and unconsciously competent and being in flow and freestyling. Great. Once you've done a lot of game and had a lot of success, that's a disclaimer, you've got laid a lot, you can switch to autopilot, but you still need the fundamentals. Right now, I'm a bit croaky, I'm a bit ill. The wheels are falling off the tour bus. Craig and I are getting ill. I feel sleepy. And if I was to see a beautiful girl now, I can't rely on good vibe. I can't rely on her being a yes girl. I need skill. I need the basics. I need the fundamentals. And then I might warm up a bit. Yeah? Okay, number seven. This is linked to the nice guy, the good guy, the puritanical guy. He says, game is out there, just like sales is out there, but it's wrong. It's manipulation. It's based on trickery. It's based on magic tricks. I would never use this because it's unethical. They're putting ethics onto human behavior. They're saying it's immoral rather than amoral. And therefore, if you believe that, then you have to extend that to chess players. You have to extend that to poker players. You have to extend that to football players. Using tactics and tools to win a game, that is wrong. That is so manipulative. And guys get butt hurt and they say, why is she playing games? Well, imagine if one football team accused the other football team of, why are they training? Why are they using all these tools and techniques? Can't they just let me win? Why are they defending their goal? This is ridiculous. Bitch. Whore. Why do girls shit test me? It's the game. The other side is going to do that. For one side to win, the other has to lose. This is not sadly win-win, although it can be win-win for a bit, yeah? But yes, they judge pickup artists and they try to get away from it thinking that it's wrong, when they don't understand that every time they are sold something, they buy something, they're influenced by something, they make a decision. That's game, that's persuasion, that's sales, and it's all the same thing. It's a knife, as I've said before, all right? A knife can be used for good or for bad, but either way, it's better to have a sharp knife. I say that in Street Hustle. So we talk about the ethics of hustling and the different types of hustle in my textbook, Street Hustle. But you'll see that thread a lot. Game is wrong. The Game by Neil Strauss is highly manipulative. How to Win Friends and Influence People, that's highly manipulative. Cialdini, that's wrong. Guys getting all butt hurt about it. Number eight, which is kind of linking on from number seven, which is the coaches themselves, the lifestyle coaches, they call themselves instead of pickup artists, although they are just getting laid. They rebrand themselves. This is the purple pill of I am not a pickup coach. I am a meditation coach. I am a lifestyle guru. And guys sign up for the boot camp. They want to get laid. Perhaps the instructors even show them little bits of how to get laid, but it's in their branding because they're watering it down. I call it the pollution of pickup. For branding reasons, to make it more palatable. Once in New York, I was walking through Washington Square and there were a group of guys on the grass, cross-legged, with their eyes closed, meditating. And one of the instructors ran over to me, he recognized me and he said, hello. I won't say which company or instructor it was. And I said, oh, what are these guys doing? And he said, an hour of meditation. So, nothing wrong with meditation, but the guys had signed up for a day game boot camp and they were meditating. Would I get my students to meditate? No. Fuck no. They would be in. First one's the worst one. Dive in. All right? Infield. 100% infield. Talking to girls. How do you get better at talking to girls? You talk to girls. The meditation comes later. The inner game comes later. You can do that at home. Just Google or YouTube. Beginner's meditation if you want to meditate, but I think day game is a walking meditation, power of now, you're in the moment, it's a flow activity. But anyway, watch out for that. I'm not a pickup artist. I'm over pickup. I'm beyond pickup. Again, it's moralizing, it's kind of virtue signaling, and it's anti-game because it's telling guys that, pickup is wrong. Number nine, let me just check the time. We are good, 10 minutes to go. Number nine, people say, well, guys find girlfriends, guys find wives all the time without game, bro. So you don't need game, yeah? Or linked to that, guys will say, well, you need more game. Game really applies to married men because being married is obviously the pinnacle of dating. It's what dating is for. And casual sex is wrong. It's all about getting a wife. You need to keep her and then the game begins. Okay, well, I would accept that if you're in a marriage, God help you, you need frame. You need frame like fuck because this is holding the frame for 40 years, 40 years of shit testing. So yes, you do still need game. You can't give up. But is the purpose of pickup and doing all this stuff to get a wife? No. Because that's linked to the myth of the one, that's losing the frame. Read my Black Sheep posts, part 1, 2, and 3 on my blog. Just Google Black Sheep Tom Torreira. And yes, do guys find girlfriends just stumbling around in a club, friend of friend online? Yes. Are they really hot? Maybe no. Are they much younger than him? Maybe no. Do some guys just get lucky? Yes. Do some guys stumble into marriages when they're 21 with a girl from school? Yes. Might she be hot? Maybe. But the exceptions just prove the rule, right? Imagine it like a normal distribution. Look at the kind of girls guys are settling down, quote unquote, with. I always like looking at couples. Look at the guy, rate him from 1 to 10. Yes, you can rate humans from 1 to 10. We all do it, and girls are doing it to you. That's just sexual economics. And look at the guy, then look at the girl, and think, is she younger and hotter? Are they happy? Who's got the frame? When you watch a couple in a coffee shop, or in a bar, or in an airport, when you're going through check-in and security, you can really see who's got the frame, who's wearing the trousers, yeah? And sadly, 99% of the time, it's the woman bossing the guy around. He's lost the frame. I always say once you lose the frame, it's very hard to get it back. Same with puppies, same with school children, same with girls. Once you've lost the frame, it's very hard to get back. Number 10, we shall finish on this one and then I might have to go to the gate. Some guys say, okay, game exists, but it just doesn't work for me. I'm the exception. I'm different, Tom. And here's a really long email. Here's a really long comment explaining why. I'm too old. I live in a small town. I'm too short. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I am the wrong race. I have the wrong hair. I don't have hair. I have too much hair. I.e., I'm the victim. I'm going to wallow in self-pity. And I want the game to change for me. I don't want to change for the game. I just want reality to change for me. Or even worse, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to shut myself up and play video games because life sucks. Everything's shit. It's not fair. It's okay for you, Tom, guys often comment, because you are tall. But I'm not that tall. It's okay for you, Tom, because you have two arms. It's okay for you, Tom, because you wear these certain boots. It's okay for you, Tom, because you're from Wales. It's okay for you, Tom, etc., 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 etc. Game works, but it doesn't work for me. And you'll see that permeating a lot of guys who are procrastinators, guys who dabble in game, they have an interest in game, but they don't want to play the game themselves. It's toxic because it's it paralyzes you. It paralyzes you, it gives you an excuse. We call that a weasel. I've made videos on the most common day game weasels. It gives you an excuse to do nothing. And that's perhaps even worse than not knowing about game at all. Because I sometimes look at my naive friends. They don't know anything about game, and okay, they will stumble through life with that girl. They've lost the frame, but at least they don't know it. Whereas a guy who's read up on game literature, watches infields, reads books, sees other guys doing game, and then he's not getting a slice of the pussy pie, that hurts. And that leads down the road to bitterness and anger and going from game denialism to a game hater. And there are forums and threads and videos and guys out there who just despise guys who are good with girls. People are screaming. I love this Chinese communication in this airport. Seems to be they're not very good at forming lines, and they're not very good at speaking in a measured manner. That's Hong Kong airport in a nutshell. Anyway, let us finish this podcast by saying, what is game? Because game exists, but what is it? As I said at the beginning, it's just an understanding of the realities of male-female mating behaviours. These have evolved over millions of years, and they're not going to go away. Guys are saying, oh my god, it's changing so fast. Technology is changing everything. No, human dynamics will remain the same for millions of years. How we bond, how we date, how we mate, how we interact, this is all hardwired, okay? When I didn't know this stuff, pre-game lays. So from the age of 18 to around 27, 28, I had got laid with a handful of girls. Let's say 5 or 6. After discovering game and learning game and implementing game from the age of 28 to 37, where I am today, several hundred, over 300 girls. Is that evidence for game working? Yes. Look at me, look at my looks. Is that evidence for game working? Yes. Look at my progression, my learning curve. Is that evidence for game? Yes. The world, my friends, is not all about peace and love. It's a game. It's a game, it's not manipulative, it's not nasty, it's just a game. This is Darwinian dynamics, like chess, like football. One side wants to beat the other. That's healthy competition. It doesn't mean they hate each other. One's going to win, which automatically means one's going to lose. So be on the winning team. The truth hurts, but it sets you free. I've said that many times. And if you don't listen to the truth, as in the biological truths around you, they will snap back. They will slap you in the face if you choose to ignore them. I know that was a short podcast, but my gate is flashing. We are boarding. We are going back to Singapore. Documentary this evening, flying to Munich, Munich filming, Munich boot camp, and the tour will be over. So the next podcast will be, I think, back in the UK. I won't do a Munich podcast, but cheers for following my Hustle On videos on YouTube. Cheers for following the podcast on iTunes or YouTube. Don't forget to go to my blog, check out my textbook, Street Hustle, or check out my 17-hour infield product, Stealth Seduction. Adios, goodbye. I don't know how to say goodbye in Chinese, but I will speak to you next time from Great Britain. Ta-da!